County 10 Podcast is made possible by the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino just outside of Lander. They're hosting a big Halloween party coming up on the 31st. There's candy for trick-or-treaters between 5 and 8 o'clock. There is a cash costume contest for the adults and a DJ dance party between 6 and 9 p.m. $10 match play for anybody who's wearing a costume. Come check it out at the Shoshone Rose Casino. They're open 24 hours a day. County 10 Podcast also made possible by our friends at Elevate Rehab. Shoulder to hand therapy. They're at 4th and Main in Lander. They've got two certified hand therapists on staff. If you're dealing with any kind of mobility pain issues, if you've got a tingling you can't explain, these folks can help. Anything with your hands and limbs. They can also address issues with the entire body with the addition of their new physical therapy services from Dr. Stephen Elmer. And you can again get a hold of them at 4th and Main in Lander. Search for Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy on Facebook for more. County 10 Podcast also brought to you by Rendezvous Dental at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. They're accepting new patients now, including children. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett work hard to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology to Fremont County. Follow Rendezvous Dental on Facebook and Instagram for more details.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, October 25th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast, episode number 63 here. Feels like half the time I guess which episode it is, I get that wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is episode number 63. We're in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Porter's Supply Company in Riverton gives us this fantastic space. Should be a fun weekend across Fremont County. There's a lot to get out to see and do. It's going to be cold and snowy, though, so you may want to take some precautions there and get winterized if your house isn't ready yet, if your car's not ready yet. I'm just the messenger here that temperature is going to drop pretty dramatically. There's a good chance at some significant snowfall across Fremont County on Saturday. Some of the higher elevations, of course, already getting snowfall. So be aware of that. We'll keep you up to date as best we can with travel conditions and the ever-changing forecast at county10.com. Our County 10 reporter, Amanda Faring, is going to join us here in just about 60 seconds or so to break down a whole lot of news across the week, and we'll jump right into that. But first, I want to remind you that the County 10 Podcast is made possible by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. YDOT hopes you'll enjoy a social night out with friends this weekend, but if you're drinking, please don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle. Drinking and driving could cost you financially. It could cost you a job, or it could cost you or someone else their life. It's not a smart choice. Get a designated driver, call a cab, call an Uber, whatever you got to do, but get a designated driver. Wyoming Department of Transportation wants to see you back next week on the County 10 Podcast. County 10 Podcast also made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Check out their new fall and winter clothing lines. You're going to need some warmer clothes, so stop in and get those from Foyle and Tribal. Their latest lines, they've got those Kimes Ranch brand jeans as well. If you need a new pair of jeans, Kimes Ranch brand jeans last 2 to 3 times longer than the average pair of jeans. Stop in and see Janet and the fantastic crew at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique in Lander. Reporter Amanda Faring joins us now in the Porter's 10Cast studio. Amanda, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jared?
Doing good. You and most of the County 10 team, I was not able to make it, unfortunately, last night, but you guys got to go to the Empty Bowl fundraiser at the Fremont County Fairgrounds. I went down there to see them setting up, and Will and I had to deliver a grill. It was a whole thing. But I'm really jealous that you got to go. How was it?
Oh, it was so good. We loved it, enjoying all the different types of soup that were there. There were so many delicious options. It was amazing.
I've never been, and I thought on the surface it looked like you got to pick between like 3 or 4 soups and you sat down and you enjoyed your meal and then it was a big fundraiser and it looked nice. But then when I got down there, there's like 50 soups available. There's crock pots everywhere.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. This was also my first year going, and I wasn't sure exactly how it worked, but you came in, they had this big table of bowls that you picked from, and you got a list of all the different soups at different tables and what everyone had, and then you could go basically go pick what you want to eat and try or what have you. And I honestly, like, the helpings were really huge, so only tried like one and a half.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I like ate them. I was like, oh man, okay.
Yeah.
But my husband, who also joined me, man, he went to probably everyone. He's just like, this is the best thing ever.
He's just full of soup for the rest of the year.
Yeah, like I think he got his soup fix last night. That's great. But yeah, no, it was a great fundraiser. I heard this morning that there was over 400 people attended, so that's fantastic. So pretty great raffles as well last night, so that was awesome. We didn't get to stay for the entire thing, but yeah, it was they had like TV raffle, a couple other smaller things, and they had a silent auction, and yeah, it was really well attended, and there were just tons of community members there, so it was really awesome to see everyone come together and enjoying some soup. It was so delicious, though.
That's really great that Riverton can pull together and do these kind of things, and of course the money goes back to Volunteers of America. Mm-hmm. Groups here in Fremont County. So really cool there. I'm marking that for sure on my calendar next year to go to.
A definite to-do. So good. And
I really want soup now. It's soup weather.
Soup weather. It was like perfect timing for soup. It was like, this is like the best timing ever.
That's great. I'm glad it went well. As we transition to some of the news items here, the big story over the last 24 hours or so, missing Riverton 15-year-old girl. We got the story yesterday that got like over 2,000 shares immediately.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I mean, heck yeah, get the word out there, you know.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. If there's one thing that you do is just share.
That's,
you know, get the photo out there, everything.
Social media is great in that respect. You can, everybody has your own platform and your voice and you're able to sincerely possibly help in things like this. So thank you to everybody who took that step and did that.
Yeah.
And the even better news here is the missing girl was found safely.
Yep. So at about 10:20-ish last night, Riverton Police Department confirmed that Sarah Hayworth had been found safe.
Yeah.
That's great. No other details were confirmed or anything like that, but you know, the best part is just she was found safe.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
That's all we were hoping for, and I think everybody else was too, so glad to see that come to an end. And we also got a release yesterday from the Fremont County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
They were looking for a couple of suspects that were involved in credit card theft. They apparently had stolen credit cards and were using them fraudulently. And that also immediately gets hundreds of shares. And about 40 minutes later, the sheriff say, we found them. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, County 10. So I want to say thank you to everybody again who shared that message.
Absolutely. Yeah. If there's one thing on those, just share, you know, get the word out there. That's all that, you know, that's all you can do. But that's, fantastic that those get taken care of so quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you again to the community for stepping up there. You got to go to a couple of things over the last week. In fact, you've been making the rounds to the school circuit in Fremont County.
I was like, timing-wise, you're like just doing all the schools.
a lot of school activity and... one of the things that was happening here in Riverton, I believe at Rendezvous School, right?
Yep, Rendezvous Elementary.
It was Deb Day.
Deb Day,
Who is Deb and why does she have a day?
It was yesterday was proclaimed Deb Meredith Day in Riverton by Mayor Gard. So Deb is a Rendezvous Elementary Title I specialist. And she has dedicated over 26 years to Fremont County School District number 25. So she's definitely dedicated a lot of time to the school and students. And oh my gosh, if anything, Yesha, you could tell that she has made a huge impact on a lot of lives. And just watching the comments and everything on our Facebook page as well, like she's made a huge impact. And so that was very exciting. And this was just a way for an appreciation for when they reached out to us. It was just, you know, they wanted to, obviously this was a surprise for Deb. So you can actually see the surprise video as she walks into the gymnasium. But it was a surprise, just an appreciation overall. So Mayor Gard was there, signed a proclamation of appreciation, and, you know, proclaimed October 24th as Deb Meredith Day. So
that's
pretty great.
That's really cool that they surprised her like that, gave her that mention. And, you know, it's cool to... Teachers are amazing, good teachers that inspire so many people, but it's cool that she gets that recognition working hard every every day and showing up to a job for years and years, and then gets that pat on the back and a nice surprise. So way to go to Deb. Another school story we had was Central Wyoming College. They are moving forward with some more opportunities for students.
Yes, they are. So earlier this school year, they started discussing the offering of Bachelor of Applied Science degrees at CWC here in Riverton. And a board of trustees approved it, moved forward with it. And then the last step, or I'll take that back. Don't know if that was the last step. Then the next step was in the approval process was for the Wyoming Community College Commission meeting, which was yesterday in Gillette. Haven't heard any word as to how that went yet. We'll definitely post an update once we do. But yeah, it seems like a full force of people behind this. So that would be really great for CWC here in Riverton to be able to offer those four-year degrees.
Definitely. A story that just went crazy on County 10 was about a new PBS film called The Art of Home, A Wind River Story. That's coming out in November. What are the details about that film?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got the opportunity to chat with the producer, Jordan Dresser, and sharing a little bit about it. It's really just telling the story of the importance of art in the community and among the tribes as well here on the Wind River Reservation. And it's a continuation. There was the documentary What Was Ours that premiered a couple years ago in 2017, where Jordan was actually featured in it, Macala Sunroads and Philbert McLeod as well. So that just told their stories. They went to go find the artifacts of the from the Wind River Reservation that were in, I believe it was in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
But there's more details on our on our article there about each of those films. But yeah, very exciting. The film, Jordan said, was started over a year ago. Ken Williams and Sarah Ortegon may have incorrectly pronounced that, sorry. As they
better than me trying to.
No, I try. If there's anything with having weird last names, I try to like pronounce last names correctly. So as they return to the Wind River Reservation, more information can definitely be found. There's a great synopsis from PBS, but it's going to air on Wyoming PBS on the 11th of November and again on the 15th of November. Both are at 8 p.m.
Cool.
So pretty exciting there. And yeah, I watched the trailer. We posted it on the article, so check that out. It looks really awesome, so I'm definitely going to be tuning in for that.
Yeah, Wyoming PBS here in Riverton has produced some really good stuff, and I'm sure that'll be a great one too. That'll be fun to watch and at least set the DVR for so I can catch it at some point. We talked about the new pharmacy coming to Riverton a little bit when we talked about construction in Fremont County, but you actually, there's so much good content on County 10, by the way. way to go with that, but
thanks.
You actually got to go chat with the folks that are opening the pharmacy, correct?
Yep. I had to go chat with Summer Peterson. Her and her husband, Michael, are opening Pioneer Pharmacy on Main Street, so 832 West Main Street. Was a former restaurant, and now it's being transformed into a pharmacy. And it's very exciting. I mean, it's locally owned, veteran owned, independent pharmacy, so it's not a franchise or anything like that. So super exciting things. They're going to have compounding, which I guess no other pharmacy does here. I wasn't overly familiar with that, but Summer explained it as like basically you can take pieces of medication. So if someone's allergic to a medication or something or can't swallow a pill or something, they can take those pieces and put it into a form that they can't take.
Oh, wow.
So very cool. And they're also going to be able to do it for pets as well, so people and pets. So that's very exciting. That'll be an option there. And then they're also going to be carrying some of the some very high quality vitamins and supplements that you can't get anywhere else locally. So the Ortho Molecular products. So that's also a great option for Riverton or overall Fremont County residents. And being that it is veteran owned as well, so they're currently getting set up with the VA voucher program. So if there's a medication or something that generally you have to send out through the VA and then they mail you the medication is my understanding of it. If there's something like an antibiotic or something that they need to start right away and can't wait for it in the mail, that voucher voucher program will cover that medication. And then she also shared that if there's something that's not in their, formulary, mm-hmm. as far as what is covered through the VA, they'll get a special discount. So that's pretty exciting there. And and it was also really cool. She shared the before pictures. Mm-hmm. So you can check those out on county10.com, as well as I took some while I was there visiting with Summer. But the before, like, it's a drastic transition. So it's really exciting.
That's great.
And there's going to be tons of parking the whole back area. So it's going to be really accessible for folks. So it's pretty fantastic that's
definitely coming to. There's so many new exciting things happening here, and it's just cool to see these buildings going up. And, certainly nothing against the gas station industry, but it's not necessarily that exciting to see a gas station being built. But it looks really cool that now the building next to Smith's has something going, and it's not just a flat parking lot anymore. So things like that, and the wine bars coming eventually on Main Street, and Sutherland's, and all these things are happening here across Fremont County. So cool to see that. Another one of your treks was out to Ethity recently. You went to Wyoming Indian High School, as we bounce back to the school side of things now. Big turnout for kind of, what was it, a career readiness day?
Yes. Yeah. So on October 22nd, they had the Native American College and Career Readiness Summit at Wyoming Indian High School. And there were over 500, I think it was like 530-ish something students from across Fremont County and Lodgegrass, Montana.
I was going to say, I've been to Wyoming Indian High School. There's not 500 and some students at that school.
Yeah. So it was a makes sense. Compilation of all the students. Huge turnout. Students were buzzing around everywhere. There was so much going on. And basically, it's put together by a three-person committee. And they've been doing this for several years now. And this is the fifth year that they've had it in this conference style. But they're trying to kind of do a spin-off of basically college fairs, your traditional college fair, mm-hmm. as a way to be, provide students more information, more engagement, and just to kind of help better set them up on a pathway or set goals or, what have you in that way after high school.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, and this is just an awesome way. So with the conference style, so they had two guest speakers. So they had Robert Johnston. He's one of the Native Wellness Institute founders. He's from Arizona, and he was a fantastic speaker. It was great to hear him. And then they also had Andy Clifford. So she's Wyoming House District 33 representative. I didn't get the chance to hear Andy speak. The timing-wise didn't work out, but I've heard Andy speak before, and she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it was really great that they had both of those speakers there. They also had 10 smaller focused breakout sessions. So it's going to focus on things like, journey to college, Native Americans in education, or Native Americans in STEM careers, medical fields, that kind of thing. So it was really cool. Also had a special one for FAFSA and then scholarships as well. So just kind of getting you ready for college there if that's on your path. And then in their bus barn, because it was so many students, they had to use every little bit of space there at Wyoming Indian. So they had about 30 colleges, businesses, organizations, kind of everything, ranging from education, jobs, volunteering, military was there. And just students could go around, chat with them, just get information and really engage. So it was really awesome to see that engagement. There were students chatting with every booth every time I walked by. So it was really awesome to see that.
That's great. Great little economic driver too, to bring people into the area. There's not a lot of opportunities, at least as I flash back to high school, and maybe it was more on me than anything else, but not a lot of opportunities to learn the FAFSA stuff and things that you need to know before going to college or taking that next step. So it's cool that they get to learn those steps there. There's a new warden at the Honor Farm in Riverton. You get a few details here, and I know there may be some other stuff down the road happening with the Honor Farm that you get to write about at County 10.
Yeah, absolutely. So earlier this week, they announced a new warden was appointed for the Riverton's Wyoming Honor Farm, Michael Harlow. He starts on November 1st, and he's got over 31 years of correctional experience. He's a former Marine, and he's most recently coming from he was a deputy warden at the Wyoming State Penitentiary in Rawlins. So I chatted with the State of Wyoming Department of Corrections out of Cheyenne a little bit, and they told me some cool things that were happening. So just stay tuned on county10.com as we move a little bit closer to Harlow starting. And just stay cool. Tuned for some cool stuff.
Cool. You went to the Purple Ball as well.
Yes.
If there's something going on in Fremont County, you're going to it is the big takeaway I'm taking out of this conversation. Purple Ball. Was a few days ago when there was a big presentation for an award there.
Yes. So the Purple Ball was actually on Saturday night, and for the first time ever, they had the Jackie Taylor Outstanding Service Award. And if you don't know, Jackie Taylor was basically the founder of the Fremont County Alliance Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. So there's a little bit of information on Jackie's history and how the organization was started on county10.com. But excuse me, for the first time ever, it was awarded, and the recipient was Karen Doe. And it was really fantastic there. Jackie's family was all there, so it was really great. I got a picture of Karen and Jackie's mom. Jackie has since passed away, but it was a really emotional thing for everyone, because I think that probably everyone who actually was there, as far as from the Fremont County Alliance, knew Jackie. But it was really exciting to see that, see everyone come together. do raffles, auctions, everything. So that was, it was fantastic to witness that.
We were in here on Sunday, and yep. Cade Campbell from Riverton High School joined us. Cade is an impressive young man who just picked up an award on the football field.
Yeah, so Cade received the 2019 John Hirsch Award from the Riverton Junior Football League. Basically, that award's been presented since 1996, and it's given to a Riverton High School senior who played for the Junior Football League. They have academic achievements and are involved in the community. And I got to say, after chatting with Cade, he's definitely all of those things. Yeah. He is part of so many organizations and so involved with the school.
It's embarrassing when you chat with a guest that could be a much better host than you.
Great.
Why are you listening to me?
So he got the 2019 John Hirsch Award at last Friday, so a week ago today, so that Friday night football game. And then the same game, he also received his certificate of achievement from the Battles Won Academy that he attended this last summer in Washington, D.C. So that was really cool. So a couple of Marines from Casper and Denver came out, presented Cade with his Battles Won Academy certificate of achievement. And that was overall really cool. I definitely say, like, check out our conversation with Cade on a podcast, or if you don't have time to listen, go ahead and read it through on county10.com. It's on there.
Yeah, he was our guest on Monday on the County 10 podcast. All right, I've taken up way too much of your time, but I want to mention this really quick. Okay. If you are listening to this the day it was released, on Friday the 25th, there is a big party happening here at County 10 this afternoon/evening, and it's hosted by Makerspace 307, our awesome new neighbors here at 2255 Brunton Court, Suite A. We're having a Halloween shindig this afternoon. It's free. It's open to all ages. Kids especially can come out and do crafts and get some treats and stuff. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. It'll be good.
It's going to be fun. Hopefully we see a whole bunch of people come on up and see us. You can meet the Amanda Faring. She'll be around. And
the one and only.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Jared Anderson.
Again, nobody wants to do that. But if you want to come say hi, you can do that and hang out with the Makerspace folks. Again, 3 to 6 this afternoon, 2255 Brunton Court. Amanda, go get back to reporting the news. Thank you for all your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day, folks.
My thanks again to Amanda Faring. She joins us every week to deliver those fantastic news updates here on the County 10 podcast. If you want to get in touch with her anytime or the County 10 team, if there's a news story you think we've missed or an event coming up that you'd like us to be at, let us know. Tips@county10.com, TIPS@county10.com. Even if you snag a cool photo or something, we'd love to see that and interact with you and be able to put it up on the website and the Facebook page and tremendous Instagram feed now. County 10, Amanda's taking some great photos. So follow us everywhere if you don't mind, and feel free to get in touch anytime. Tips@county10.com. Want to thank you for listening to the County 10 podcast again today and all week long. There are a couple of new shows coming to the 10cast network. Feels like I keep teasing this, and maybe I tease these shows more than we actually get new ones, but there'll be a couple new shows here over the next few days. And if you missed it yesterday, we debuted our 8th show called Positively Mental. Lance Godey is a certified professional counselor. He works at Central Wyoming College. He's also the chairman of the Riverton Solutions Committee. He is exploring the human mind and talking about mental health issues one episode at a time. Episode 1 came out yesterday. It was made possible by Fremont Counseling. Go back and check that episode out. I think these shows are going to be great, and it may help you or somebody you care about as well. So check out Positively Mental if you missed that. Also, episode 4 of Dead and Gone in Wyoming came out yesterday with a couple of stories from Sweetwater County. Perfect for a pre-Halloween weekend to catch up on Dead and Gone in Wyoming, and we'll start doing regular bonus episodes with host Scott Fuller. Freako Weeko with Terry and Amara going to come out a little bit later today. They'll kick off your Halloween weekend as well. There's just all kinds of podcast content to listen to, and while I'm at it, I might as well plug the County 10 kickoff show. We had Kevin Green, the Lander Valley High School cross country coach, on with us. We chatted some CWC volleyball and high school football. Those are all available on the 10cast network. You can find them by clicking the podcast tab at county10.com, by liking 10cast on Facebook or Twitter, and by subscribing to each show that you'd like to individually on your favorite podcast app. Appreciate your subscriptions, your likes, your listens, ratings, reviews, all of that good stuff. It means a lot to us. Email the show if there's anything we can do for you ever. 10cast, the numerical number 10, cast at county10.com. 10cast at county10.com. Again, word of mouth is so important to us, so if you don't mind spreading the message of these Fremont County podcasts with a friend, we'd appreciate that. Have a great weekend all across County 10. Try to stay warm out there. Thanks again to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, Rendezvous Dental, Elevate Rehab, Shoulder to Hand Therapy, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and the Shoshone Rose Casino for making the show possible. See you again next week for more of the County 10 podcast.
The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.